Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Wednesday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include a major endorsement from Minnesota governor, the heat will continue a little longer, and a Minnesota athlete making another Olympic run. But we begin with the wildfires in northern Minnesota. WCCO's Susie Jones begins our coverage.
Dalton and Quinn Lammers are grateful to be safe and sound after a harrowing return from the boundary waters. Quinn says it didn't take long to make the decision to get out.
Just with how truly awful the wind was, it wouldn't have taken very long, uncontrolled, to reach our location.
They had to portage back with dozens of others at times waiting in line. Dalton says it was all very strange.
Usually the problem is packing to make sure that you don't get too cold. But this year, the 3 days we were there, I feel like 93 was the lowest temp.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
WCCO's Taylor Rivera has more on the state's Emergency Executive Council voting to extend the state emergency into the fall.
This unanimous approval unlocks 30 days of critical funding and state resources to manage the numerous active blazes in the northeastern part of the state. Though forestry experts say this outbreak does not mark the highest number of simultaneous fires in state history. DNR Forestry Division Director Patty Thielen says this is an unusual event to see in July.
These fires, we think, were all caused by lightning. In the past, we haven't had very many fires in the summer. This is a lot of fires to be having during July.
And I'm Mark Fry. An extreme heat warning continues through at least tomorrow night with the heat index values up to 100 and overnight temperatures only dropping to the lower 70s. WCCO TV chief meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
That could be extended. Friday looks hot and humid too. The one wild card would be that smoke and haze. If it does make it this far south, and if it is thick enough, that will block some of the incoming solar radiation and keep our temperatures down a few degrees. So we'll keep an eye on that.
There's a reason behind our latest weather and air quality roller coaster.
Too hot, too much rain, too smoky, too humid, too dangerous.
The scientific term for our weather is bonkers.
University of St. Thomas climate scientist Dr. John Abraham says climate change is driving all of these weather extremes, but he says there is a ray of optimism.
In the past, it was a badge of moral fortitude to use solar panels and wind power. But now it's a marker of fiscal responsibility and conservatism.
We have reached a tipping point where we can power our homes, our cars, and our places of work more cheaply with clean energy than with dirty fuel.
Abraham says making a difference will involve a sustained approach of reducing emissions. And while he says it may take decades, we'll be able to bend the curve of climate change. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
WCCO Susie Jones with a hit and run in the Far South Metro.
Farmington police asking for the public's help after a hit and run killed a 13-year-old boy who was riding his bike. Police say it happened at the intersection of Highway 50 and Deschamps Parkway near the McDonald's. The two boys were crossing the street when a car heading in the westbound lane hit one of the bicyclists. That vehicle fled the scene. Emergency crews tried to save the boy, who was from Apple Valley, but he died right there.
Mike Lindell's gubernatorial campaign has its biggest endorsement yet from President Donald Trump.
WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson says Trump endorsing Mike Lindell could spell trouble for the Lisa Damoth campaign.
You know, clearly Lisa Damoth has had the strongest campaign in fundraising. She came very close to winning the endorsement. She has outside money supporting her. So any momentum away from Damoth, it's going to hurt her more right now.
Republican challengers opted to stay in the race after Kendall Qualls won the GOP endorsement back in May. Blois says the Qualls campaign has struggled and Trump's involvement in the race will bring voters to the polls. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
We're less than 4 months from the federally mandated THC ban that would completely disrupt the beverage industry and hurt numerous Minnesota businesses.
Bob Galligan with the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild has had previous conversations with Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith and Congresswoman Angie Craig, and hopes to further those discussions soon.
We do know that folks in Washington are hearing from us, and they are aware of our concerns. You know, there are still discussions. We're awaiting, hopefully, some language that we've been waiting for now for a month or so, but it does sound like it's poised to be introduced and ready to discuss, hopefully, in the next week or two.
If the ban does go into effect, it will mean the loss of thousands of jobs and closure of some breweries.
The market in Minnesota is about equivalent to winter sports recreation in Minnesota,
which is hundreds of millions of dollars. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minnesota's iconic loon population facing some growing threats, according to the DNR.
While Minnesota's adult loon population remains steady at around 12,000 birds, state wildlife officials are tracking a concerning long-term decline in juvenile survival. To combat this, the DNR's Minnesota Loon Monitoring Program is surveying hundreds of lakes to collect critical data on things like nesting success. Program coordinator Tim Mitchell.
Juvenile loons, we think, is declining by about 0.6% per year over the course of our 32-year study. But it's definitely something that we're concerned about. It's not just happening in Minnesota. We've seen reports out of Canada and Wisconsin.
He says future work to protect the state bird will depend on the agency's ability to secure new state and federal funding as a major federal restoration grant expires this year. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
And I'm Mark Fry. Governor Tim Walz questioning the federal government's decision to deport a man pardoned in Minnesota last month who was convicted of sexually assaulting a minor. Walz and the Board of Pardons issued that pardon for Tulu Vang, who was convicted of abusing a 10-year-old child between 2002 and 2004, beginning when he was 18. Last week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced Vang had been deported.
Did that make us any safer? Did that make the children that are left behind any more stable? Did it improve the idea that we can't all be judged by our worst day? And I want to be very clear, these are horrific crimes.
Finally today, gold medalist Suni Lee is making a run at her third Olympics.
Suni Lee making the announcement in a video she posted on Instagram.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there.
The 23-year-old St. Paul native says she's already in the gym, just 2 years out from the Los Angeles Games. After winning in Tokyo, she was diagnosed with kidney disease that at times, she says, caused her to question whether she'd ever return to competition. One of her coaches, Jesse Graba, says it'll be hard, but she has what it takes.
You know, last time we were talking about it, she felt very comfortable with her doctors and her treatment and how it was going. So she feels strong, at least physically. Is gymnastics strong? No. She'll have to work on that. But as far as like healthy, she feels very healthy.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 on the go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the on the go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.